right. Hey, guys, welcome. My name's Brennan. I'm here with Megan and Madison, and we are here doing this week's Daily Reflections. Wednesday, May the 10th, free at last. Another great dividend we may expect from confiding our defects to another human being is humility, a word often misunderstood. It amounts to a clear recognition of what and who we really are, followed by a sincere attempt to become what we could be. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 58. I know deep inside that if I were to ever be joyous, happy, and free, I had to share my past life with some other individual. The joy and relief I experienced after doing so were beyond description. Almost immediately after taking the fifth step, I felt freedom from the bondage of self and bondage of alcohol. That freedom remains after 36 years, a day at a time. I found that God could do for me what I couldn't do for myself.
I hear a lot in the rooms people saying, well, it comes sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, you know, and everyone experiences the relief of obsession differently. Mm-hmm. Mine happened after the fifth step, and the sixth and the seventh, you know what I mean,
yeah.
All of that included, but I didn't realize until I woke up the next day, right, and I remember reading it to my sponsor, and I just have like two notebooks full of stuff. That's a nice way to put it,
yeah.
Stuff. And I was sitting there, we didn't talk about it. I just read it. I read it out, and I remember shaking.
Yeah.
And like I felt like I couldn't see because mm-hmm. I was just, we're trying to go through it. 2.5 hours later, meditated for like an hour, you mm-hmm. know, made sure I did it right. And then I woke up the next day and I walked out the front door and I saw color.
Yeah.
And I've talked about this before, but I noticed a palm tree in my front yard. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that it was there.
The whole time.
I didn't know what green was.
Yeah.
You know, and there was grass and there were birds and I was just like, okay. Like I was okay and it was just bizarre. It's miraculous.
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty amazing stuff. Not noticing a tree's there?
No.
I know what you mean, though. I highlighted here the happy, joyous, and free. The benefits of working through this stuff are unexpected and kind of amazing. They are miraculous. They're not anything that we would ever, or that I would ever predict. We've talked about this before. I didn't go in and enter into this program expecting great dividends. Mm-hmm. I wasn't asking for gifts. I wasn't like, man, I really hope I'm the winner at this. You know, I want to and believe I have a competitive drive, but that was not my goal.
Yeah.
Again, to be okay. To yep. be okay yeah. with myself, with my life. Everything else is just a bonus. Everything yeah. else is a bonus. And to feel that peace most of the time, pretty cool. And this comes with work. Like Madison shared, it's, if you had a couple notebooks, a couple journals.
Mm-hmm.
I know people that have killed entire forests
uh-huh.
to do the better part of their step work.
Uh-huh.
And I've been one of those, you know. I advocate recycling when you're doing step work because it's healthier for our environment
yeah.
and for your soul. I'm grateful for it today. I'm grateful for each and every one of these steps, and I'm grateful for release from the bondage of self, bondage of alcohol.
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff. Yeah.
Most definitely. I can't help but laugh. And it's so true, just to be serious, just for a moment, like you said, I never had any of these lofty expectations coming into this program. I didn't want the house in the suburbs. I didn't want the ideal job. I just wanted to be okay. I was very skeptical when someone told me that I had to sit across the table from another man and tell him my deepest, darkest secrets that I never told anyone that I was so sure I would take to the grave. I was very skeptical about that. And then I read in the big book where it told me that if I didn't do this thoroughly and honestly, I was probably going to drink again and that it was going to get worse, you know. And I don't just go drink, like, alcohol comes in many forms for me. It's also in black tar form and crystal form. You know, when I like to shoot it in my arms.
A through Z.
Yeah, just anything, really. Yeah, for sure. And so I didn't want that. So I had a little bit of humility. I had to completely kill my pride. And I can't even say, you know, like you said, you hear in the rooms where people say that, oh, I just immediately felt free. I can't say that I immediately felt free. I can't even say that I felt it the day after, you know. But I just continued to trust in the process. And as I went through the steps, I can now look back and say that I walked a little lighter. Mm-hmm. You know, I did begin to notice things. I did begin to have these intuitive thoughts and these actions that I didn't have before. So I know I can't say that it was directly a result from the fifth step, because the 12th step says that having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. It doesn't say which step we had that spiritual awakening on. It just says that after we do all these, we'll have one.
Right.
I am happy, joyous, and free today, and I know that it's a direct result of the work that I put into this program. I can't say that it was a direct result from the fifth step. I can't say that it was a direct result from the sixth or the seventh or the first or the second. You know what I mean? I just know that I did what I was told to do, because God knows I didn't know how to do anything, you know, when I got here.
But we don't know that.
But, yeah, no, and we think we know so much. Uh-huh. You know, we think we know so much, but I can look back now and say I didn't know a fucking thing. I didn't know anything. I still don't. But I do know what people tell me. And so I look to the ones who went before me. Right. And they told me this was absolutely necessary. So I did it. And I'm still finding that God is doing for me what I can't do for myself. You know, so I find the truth in this reading. You know, just to talk to you guys out there, if you are need to reach out to someone, go to detoxtorehab.com. Hit up the helpline right there. We're always here. We'll continue to be here. Yeah, reach out if you need help.
Join us next week.
And join us next week for more fun stuff.
Thank you.
Give us a thumbs up.